I never heard any name for that.
All right.
Of course, I've slept on one many a night. We put a mattress down, either just quilts. If it's summertime, you just put a quilt down.
Well, now, are you familiar with the term pallet?
I've heard. Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, would that be the same thing?
Put the baby down on the pallet. Put the pallet down and lay the baby on the pallet, you see.
Well, now, what's a pallet?
That would be a quilt folded and make a pallet out of it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. So then, if it's...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Fold a quilt. Of course, after the baby got up some size, he'd roll off of the pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some crops?
Bottom.
Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads? Well, here all we ever had until we got the pavement or the asphalt was dirt roads, is all we ever had.
Okay.
We didn't have any kind of rock or stones at all.
Well, that's fine.
Just plain dirt.
Do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface?
Asphalt.
And what about a paved road with a light surface?
Well, if it's cement, we call that pavement. I guess the term pavement means covered or smoothed over.
Okay. Do you have a term for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
No, ma'am.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special term for that?
Ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
A mongrel.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Whicker. Instead of neighing.
Okay. Well, now, is there a difference between wicca and nay, or are they just different words for the same thing?
You could say. You'd have to know horses, I think, to give it a different turn. If one's off in a pasture and answers another horse, hear him neighing, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then one being in a lot, and you start toward him, and he thinks he's going to get something to eat, and it's a kind of a, I guess you would term that wicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would call wicker.
Well, that is interesting. I didn't know there was that difference.
And then, of course, the mule, you know, they are bray.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you have neigh and...
Neigh and bray.
Neigh and wicker and bray,
yes.
And they're all
yes.
Distinct. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have?
Drumstick.
Yeah, and what's another one that's in the breast of the chicken?
The wishbone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
Second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that women make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, it may have not been a common name in this area, but I had an uncle that gave it a name back during World War I. He called it panic bread.
Panic bread?
Panic bread.
Well, now, was that cornbread?
Yes, it was cornbread, cornmeal, made as you just make the corn pone.